our left here, a big 15.
Archway is typical of many areas in the UK when gentrification is in full swing. You can hardly move there for a crane or a new coffee shop, and there's no sign that frantic development is going to stop anytime soon. And that's probably good news. Gentrification has produced enormous gains for urban areas like Archway. Incomers, often young, energetic and creative, bring with them new ideas, new business and new money. When this kind of gentrification accelerates, something important happens. A new wave of more affluent gentrifiers arrive, who push out those edgier incomers and transform the area yet again, and not necessarily for the better. And this is a story much wider than just cities. It's about who takes responsibility for the places we live in, wherever they are. I'm David Baker, and in this edition of Analysis, I'll be asking if it's possible to freeze gentrification in this interesting creative phase. Or will a rising property market create more and more streets that are wealthy, bland and soulless? Time for an artisan coffee with Loretta Lees, an urban geographer from Leicester University and an authority on gentrification.
Well, I think if you look at the kind of literature on gentrification, it talks about the kind of classic gentrification where independent coffee shops would get involved. But then it becomes the more expensive kind of gentrification that's more sanitising. The problem is the general public see the streetscape gets improved, the quality of shops might be slightly better. But the kind of corollary is that you get displacement and then also a very sanitised environment. So if you look at New York City now, you know, 42nd Street used to be an exciting, gritty place to go and visit as a tourist. Now it's Dullsville.
And it's not just a matter of how chic an area is or how many quirky coffee shops it has. Gentrification raises really fundamental questions about how we live.
Depending on how rapidly the process of gentrification occurs, then the spaces are going to be more homogenised, so you'll be tending down the line to mix more with people like yourself. So, of course, you don't get to meet people who are different to you or other than you on the street, which is actually really important in terms of democracy.
Why does all of this matter?
I think it matters because this is one of the biggest urban processes happening worldwide, and here it's happening in London on our doorstep. It matters if low-income groups are displaced out of cities and we end up living in a homogenous kind of upper-income block. We end up with London as Paris, you know, so Paris has a kind of wealthy core and then all the social problems get pushed out to the banlieues. Is that really what we want for London as well?